This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Register Star is reporting that New York State Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett of Hudson announced Thursday, July 17th, she will seek re-election in November. In a statement released on Facebook, Barrett reported she collected nearly 2,000 signatures, triple the amount required on nominating petitions submitted July 10th. Barrett was first elected to represent the 106th Assembly District in 2012. She cited her opposition to high-voltage power lines, introducing and passing Lyme disease legislation, and voting against all tax increases among her first-term accomplishments. Barrett also voted to pass the Women's Equality Act. Barrett's challenger on the Republican and conservative lines is Michael N. Kelsey. Kelsey is a lifelong resident of Dutchess County and is currently serving as a member of the Dutchess County Legislature. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Carl Adams reported in the Daily Mail that Greene County Treasurer Peter Marcoux has announced his office will soon commission an audit of 700 county employees with health benefits to verify dependent eligibility. The audit will evaluate the authenticity of dependent claims on health insurance forms. Marcoux said, quote, "My expectation is that we're going to find some real savings here," unquote. The cost of the audit is as yet unknown. Marcoux made the announcement at a meeting of the county legislature's finance committee earlier this week. The county currently spends approximately $11 million on employee health benefits, including retirees. The audit will begin sometime in August or September and is expected to take 90 days to complete. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. Rick Carlin is reporting in the Times Union that a state workers union has filed a grievance over the Cuomo administration's use of surveillance cameras to gather evidence in cases of employees allegedly taking time off from work improperly. The Public Employees Federation filed a grievance this month with the Department of Environmental Conservation. It alleged that using cameras to trace work habits violates a section of its labor contract. DEC managers say the devices are used to verify the comings and goings of state workers. The number of other state agencies using surveillance cameras is not known. The PEF represents many of the state's white-collar workers, also known as the professional, scientific, and technical staff. You can read the full story in the Times Union. Today is Friday, July 18th, 2014, and there are no public meetings that we know about today. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny day with a high near 81 and a low around 54. Saturday, there could be fog in the morning between 7 and 8, otherwise increasing clouds throughout the day with a high near 79. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Sunday should be partly sunny with a high of 80 and a low around 58. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.